Podcast.
Nelson Mandela, South Africa's first black president, the country's freedom symbol. In 2018, he would have turned 100 years old. Even though Mandela is not with us anymore, people all over the world were taking part in birthday celebrations, celebrating what he has achieved for black people in South Africa and for the country's unity. But what do young South Africans think about Nelson Mandela? Has Mandela inspired the young generation?
He inspired a lot of young generation. And we want to do things the way he saw in his mind. We want to take South Africa to the levels that he saw in his mind. So for most youth, I can say he's still an icon.
Besutu is a young 26-year-old student who is studying economics. I talked to him and other students at the Fort Hare University in South Africa. The university is placed in a small town called Alice in the province of East London in the Eastern Cape. Mandela spent there some time studying law. The university was a key institution of higher education for black South Africans. Besutu's friend Slogan is 22 years old and studying international relations. He grew up listening to stories about Nelson Mandela.
Obviously, he's still a role model because we grew up learning about the stories of Robben Island.
On Robben Island, Mandela spent 18 out of 27 years in prison after he was arrested in 1962. Mandela never gave up the fight against South Africa's apartheid system. He longed for a multiracial democracy. He became the country's first black president. As a president, his greatest problems remained the housing shortage for poor people and the existence of slum townships. At Fort Hare University, my attention is drifting to a female student sitting in front of the library. She's wearing a colorful yellow dress, is spending some time with fellow students. Jintle is 27 years old and studying social work. I ask her what kind of changes that Mandela achieved for the South African society can she still feel today?
One of the changes in our societies is poverty reduction, because he introduced social grants that help people to at least meet the basic needs of their households. And
I'm interested. What does she wish for the future?
Well, what I wish could happen in the near future is, let's focus more on education. Let's fight corruption, because it's the one that destroys our country. And lastly, let's be united, be one.
Slogan and Besutu, the two male students I talked to before, would like people to focus again on what Mandela fought for. They want to see the South African people working together.
There are some political agendas that hinders some of the freedom that Mandela gave us. So we are having struggles with some of them, but it's nothing that cannot be averted as long as South Africa can work together to realizing the dreams and aspirations of Nelson Mandela.
So the efforts that he had on the country, obviously they are still there, but now we see a lot of leakage due to the fact that people are not emphasizing on the agenda that he had back then.
Nelson Mandela's fight for human rights seems to have a big influence on young South Africans. All of the students I talk to, they are thankful for his efforts that led to a change in society. But they also tell me that there is still a long way to go. The country is still fighting with corruption. Some young people feel that they are not able to access everything they want because they are controlled by businessmen and politicians. I ask Slogan and Besutu, what is their wish for the future?
I wish we'd get a lot of jobs. I feel like that's very important.
I wish we, as the young generation, first and foremost, we can take education seriously, because it is one of the tools that equip the mind with the resources to take the nation to higher heights, which means realizing Mandela's dream of a better South Africa.
I'm leaving the campus of Fort Hare University, still thinking about what the students told me. The conversations made me feel optimistic. Young South Africans are going to keep on fighting for a change in their home country, for a united South Africa.